From the newsroom at news.com.au.
Novak Djokovic's old coach reveals why he stopped working with the star. Joe Biden has a tense phone call with the Israeli PM. And a rock band sells their back catalogue for hundreds of millions of dollars. All that and more coming up in this episode of From the Newsroom. It's Friday the 5th of April. I'm Andrew Bucklow.
And I'm Lexi Cartwright. We'll start overseas. Joe Biden has put Israel on notice, delivering a strong warning to Benjamin Netanyahu in a phone call. Here's what was said according to National Security spokesperson John Kirby.
The president has made it clear today that if we don't see changes to the way the IDF is treating innocent civilians and aid workers and flowing the humanitarian assistance, that he's going to have to reconsider our Gaza policy.
Back home now and in New South Wales, the police officer who tasered a 95-year-old nursing home patient in May last year has pleaded not guilty to manslaughter. The elderly woman, Claire Noland, fell over after being tasered and later died in hospital. The 33-year-old police officer will face trial in November.
To showbiz, and Joel Creasy has shared a mortifying celebrity story involving a well-known pop star.
Oh, this sounds fun.
Joel and fellow comedian Reese Nicholson are the special guest hosts of tomorrow's episode of From the Newsroom. Cool. And I thought I'd give you a little sneak peek now.
Do tell a story about getting left outside alone, in her own words, by Anastasia, 2000s pop star Anastasia, after I burnt down a hotel in Sydney that she was staying in, hiding because she was doing The Masked Singer. So I burnt down the hotel and I ruined The Masked Singer ending.
Wow.
Make sure you listen to tomorrow's episode for more outrageous stories from Joel and Reese.
I love those too. In music news, the rock band Kiss has sold its back catalogue of songs for roughly $455 million.
Ooh.
It was bought by a Swedish entertainment company, which will now own the band's likeness and intellectual property. There is talk the company could be planning an AI-generated virtual Kiss concert show similar to the ABBA Voyage show, which has been running in London since 2012. What's your favourite Kiss song?
I was made for love. Oh, God, I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, I'll pay you about 4 cents for the rights to that song.
We'll be back in a moment with the latest in sport.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option, because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
To sport, there are fears Rafael Nadal's tennis career could be over.
Oh, don't say that.
He missed most of last year through injury and hasn't played since January this year. Mm. Nadal was hoping to make his comeback at this weekend's Monte Carlo Masters, but he tweeted today that he won't be playing, saying, "My body simply won't allow me." And Bucky, that's exactly why I'm not playing the Monte Carlo Masters this weekend.
I'll be having a Monte Carlo biscuit in his honour this weekend. Still in tennis, Novak Djokovic's former coach, Goran Ivanišević, has revealed why he and the world number one parted ways last month after 5 years together. He said, basically, I became tired of him. He became tired of me. In any case, I didn't feel like I could help him anymore. He added that he was proud of the things he and Novak achieved for themselves and for tennis during their partnership.
Bit like us.
Yeah. No, there's definitely things I'm proud of, not your singing voice. Anyway, you are now up to date with the latest from the newsroom.
Follow or subscribe to From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcasts.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.